Spencer Chase at the 85th National FFA Convention talking to Bethany Myers from the Branch Area Career Center from the state of Michigan. And Bethany has just been named the national winner in the Environmental Services and Natural Resources Systems Division 2 in the Agri-Science Fair. And Bethany, first off, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Bethany, let's talk a little bit about your project. What was it that really set you apart in the Agri-Science?
Throughout the course of my study, I've had tons of people, wherever I've gone and talked about my project, tell me that it's different. It's something that not a lot of people would have come up with themselves. And I think that's what sets me apart, is that it's something that's not really been studied before, as well as something that a lot of people never really thought about before.
All right, and what did your project involve?
The past 2 years, I spent time studying the heartworm infestation of coyotes in South Central Michigan, and kind of correlating that back to the heartworm infestation in domestic canines. Heartworm is transmitted through mosquitoes, so when a mosquito bites an infected canine, it can pick up the microfilaria from the blood, and then the next time it bites another canine that would that's not on heartworm prevention, it can transmit it to that canine as well.
So what kind of real-world application are we going to see with your results?
I think the biggest thing is, especially in Michigan, talking with pathologists and veterinarians, there wasn't the idea that heartworm was a problem in coyotes. However, in the 2 years of my study thus far, I found an average of 40% prevalency in heartworms in coyotes. And I think that just informing the public that the risk is out there, and being that it's transmitted through mosquitoes, if domestic canines aren't on heartworm prevention, it's definitely a risk for those. And I think it's important for pet owners to know, as well as the hunters in our region, understanding that as in Michigan, the coyote population heightens and the amount of coyote hunters has diminished in the past few years, I think it's critical to know that potentially higher and further methods of coyote population management could help with this as well.
And Bethany, college and career-wise, are you looking at, are you considering doing something that involves, you know, a project similar to your Agri-Science Fair?
I'm currently a freshman at Michigan State University, majoring in animal science as a pre-vet route. I do plan to attend vet school and earn my doctorates in veterinary medicine. However, this project has kind of not only solidified my career goal, but it has kind of taught me, too, that as a backup plan, if needed, I think research would definitely be a venue that has interested me, and this project has interested me enough to where I think I could find that a nice career as well.
Well, once again, congratulations, Bethany.
Thank you.
That's Bethany Myers, the national winner of the Environmental Services and Natural Resource Systems Division 2 in the National FFA Agri-Science Fair. From the 85th National FFA Convention in Indianapolis, I'm Spencer Chase.